The crystal clear water gushes downward with ferocity, leaving a spray on our faces. This water has been flowing for generations, and Abdallah Moyogwe from the Kwale Water and Sewerage Company has an interesting theory as to why.
Sincerely speaking, we have all this water thanks to the conservation of this forest. This water source is never tampered with. That's why you can see all these big trees that prevent water from drying up.
Those big trees that he's talking about are part of Shimba Hills Forest National Reserve. According to the Kenya Wildlife Service, this forest is home to hundreds of mountain elephants, the endangered Sabo antelope, giraffes, leopards, waterbucks, buffaloes, and dozens more species of wildlife. There are also over 150 rare plant species. African teak trees, known locally as mvule, grow in the Shimba Hills Forest. This tree is on the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species, but is however safe at Shimba Hills Forest, since tree felling is forbidden here. African teak trees can grow to a staggering height of 50 meters, and they are revered amongst the local people. And for the millions of people who live in Kwale County and Mombasa County, Marere Springs flow from the forest belly and onward into the taps of millions in these two coastal counties. One of those who benefits from this water is Hamisi Njira, a local resident of Kwale County.
If you come to my home near here, you'll find my children playing happily as they drink this water that has a very unique, fresh taste.
Hamisi urges me to test the water for myself and confirm what he has just said.
I saw you with a water bottle. Just fill it with this water and test it.
The mountain spring water does have a fresh taste. This is partly because it undergoes natural slow sand filtration that adds to its purity. It also contains near-perfect concentration of natural minerals such as magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium. But how does it end up in houses all over Kwale and Mombasa counties? Through an elaborate piping infrastructure that was initially laid out by British colonial engineers in the 1920s. Katambo Mwanzika is among the technicians who continues to fit and maintain pipes today.
This Marere Springs water is treated, then channeled out through pipes. It springs from underground and has been flowing for hundreds of years.
As the water powers into the pipes and proceeds to millions of households, a group of men from a nearby village breaks into a traditional song in praise of the forest that gives them water. For RFI, I am David John Bwakali, reporting from Shimba Hills Forest in the coastal part of Kenya.